Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody you know that basically this is a show that everybody needs to listen to. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. Now, it's 7:30 on the dot. No, I'm lying. This is our 11:30 show. We're doing a late show. So many things went wrong today. Lots of things. Anywho, previously on our last show, we were in New Orleans. And what people tell you now, Mardi Gras is the greatest, basically, party event that goes on. But we weren't there for Mardi Gras. No. We were there for basically the regular day. And New Orleans has a special majesty to it, you know. Their cuisine, their seafood is just incredible. But guess what? We were helping the homeless. We couldn't indulge in all the luxury that and help people who basically are without. I myself, or DJ Butterfly Feces, was found and basically picked up off the street by Organic OK, and he's been taking me all around. We're supposed to pick up garbage and help the homeless, actually heal the homeless, heal them. Yeah. It's true. So anywho, as we were basically getting things done, lots of things, we were basically going around all over just talking about everything, you know. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Let me get to it. There was a lot that was going on. There was a lot of basically, we were picking trash up off the streets. We've been healing the homeless, helping them, trying to get homeless shelters to expand, you know, open up and let a few more in. You know what I'm talking about. You know. But the truth is, I was getting a little bit exhausted and weary from us doing all this. I want to take a break. I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, when you actually pick up garbage up off the street, you do enough that you feel a sense of pride in what you do, and all that working hard basically allows you to sort of relax. But the truth is, I was tired. I was missing my feeling. I wish we could do more, help out more. We should be doing more. We should be helping more. We really should be giving more of these people what they need. But how? I want to stay in New Orleans a little while longer. We get to have a delicious seafood platter, and I was the guy who was basically wondering, isn't there a way we can share some of this with the people on the streets? Or Gary said to me, how are we going to feed everybody? How? He was right, you know. He was more than right. So anywho, what do we do? It was a problem, a real problem. Truth is, it wasn't much of nothing we could do. Not particularly. So, truth is, there we were, basically. I wanted to make a point. I wanted to encourage all the homeless people to stand together and fight. Don't just beg for money. You should be out there, basically, fighting to make sure all of you are taken care of. You still are part of the community. Even people who are fighting to keep their homes and jobs and money coming, trying to stay off the streets, even they need some help and unity. They feel like we're too divided. After all that, I said, Organic, where to next? He said, dude, surprise, just wait. It was a surprise, all right. I wasn't expecting this. Our next stop, I saw, we were headed to the Empire State. New York. New York, New York. The city's so nice, they named it twice. Dang. Now, I didn't know what to believe, but I heard horror stories about New York. I heard it was a beautiful city, a lot of big metropolis, but there's so many people. I heard that they had, this was a city that had the worst homeless problem. I mean, there were more people homeless than ever, and now, the bigger the city, the more they're going to have means to help the homeless, but they're not going to be nearly helping them as much as they should. I was terrified. It was terrifying. I kid you not. I was scared about what to do. So what happened was I decided to say, okay. Let's just pick up garbage and try to act all New York, you know. May they leave us alone. I heard they preyed on tourists and whatnot. And good Samaritans, which we were. We all got together and picked up garbage. About as much as we could. Couldn't whatever. We tried to double time them. Organic said, dude, you got to work a lot harder. There's a lot of garbage here, dude. The city is covered in it. And it was. All the garbage. I mean, we basically picked up with both. Yeah, whatever. And before you knew it, the city did look a little bit nicer, but I remember thinking, we got to do something. The truth is, the bigger the city, the ruder the people are, the more people, there's just so many people that you tend to take it for granted. There needs to be more of a unity. I don't know. As we're picking up garbage to and fro, I remember thinking to myself, the city is kind of special. I'd like to take in something. I'd like to do something special. I want to do something. I don't just want to, you know, pick up trash. I want something special. But what? What? I said, all right, I'm going to befriend a few homeless people. I talked to a few of them, and you know what they told me? They told me they're actually working hard and making efforts themselves. They don't just ask for money. They basically unite together a lot more in a team. And they basically try to get more people to really contribute, you know? Give them money, make sure the soup kitchens are bigger, the homeless shelters and all that. They make an effort. I think one of the reasons that basically America is so hard is that when the United States ain't as united as it needs to be. We're too divided. We're too against each other. The melting pot, the great American quilt needs to be woven together a little tighter. It's a fact. I don't know. I went to Organic. I said, I want to contribute. I want to contribute. I want to. There is. The question is what to do. What? I check out the homeless shelters, and I noticed that, of course, they were overflowing. I asked if there was a way maybe some of them could share a bed. I said, that's not sanitary. Some people don't want to lie together. I said, well, I understand. Damn that, but, you know, really, in a way, people really need to share more. There's a lot of people to help. It's a problem. Just too many people. Something needs to be done. Done. I took a moment to basically, I asked everybody, and I said, you got a lot of national monuments around here. And they said, no, you know, only the tourists look at the monuments. They go to Staten Island to see the Statue of Liberty and look through her vision and whatever. Only the tourists check out the tourist spots. You want the real New York, it's right here. It's on the street. I said, we need to work together. I know. That's a given. That's a generality, isn't it? We all know that the key to basically world peace and unity is basically us getting together and working. But we know what the answer is, but it's like nobody wants to do it. No one. The truth is, people basically needed more. This needed to be more, I don't know. There needs to basically just be more contributions. Let's do it. I told everybody about the housing pod. It was discovered in Los Angeles, and it's the solution to all vagrancy. Getting everybody a makeshift house. Hey, maybe they can share. All these homeless these shelters. Maybe there was an answer there, too. And there, too, you know. How do we expand these soup kitchens? Somebody said to me, look, New York is not a nice city, okay? It's beautiful, but it's congested, and it's full of a lot of whatever, and it's kind of mean-spirited. Never, people don't work together. I thought maybe they should. Maybe it's time. I heard they were doing things in New York, like compost and whatever. And some of the vagrants work together. But it's not enough. And so there's just something about this city. There's so much action in it. It's so alive. Place to visit, but would you want to stay? I don't know. This is not a place where they, what's the word I'm looking for? Where they help out. This is not a city where basically people are, we have been all over all these other cities and whatnot. But New York, I don't know. I just didn't. I was scared. Truth is, I liked the idea that we could do something. But I still didn't know if we could. I thought, isn't this something that basically bonds everybody in New York together? I mean, I know it's a love of basically such a dangerous, hazardous city that just has too many people in it. I mean, the fact there's so many people is actually part of the charm. There's always action. There's always a party going on. There's always something interesting. It's cold-blooded. It's something. Truth is, there's just, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not enough. I said we got to do something. I said organic. Excuse me. I had a cough there. I came up with a novel idea. Organic. Hold on a second. Let's get everybody in this town a tent. If we can't do the housing, but how about a tent? So they do, you know what it's going to cost? And more people are going to be getting tents, and there's going to be more and more homeless people. Welcome all the time. Well, something should be done. It's okay. Should be done. Something. So we basically broke down and bought a few tents. It's true. Made sure a few people were in the cold, and they were grateful. They got down. They hugged us. Well, they tried. I mean, we weren't exactly comfortable being hugged by, you know. No, but basically, we got some homeless people some tents to set up. And I vowed that one day we were going to make the housing pod mainstream. There will be more people living in them. We'll find a way, some way. Funny thing was, I came across somebody, a guy who basically was on a crutch. Apparently his leg was busted. And he said he wanted to leave New York. Oh, sure, a lot of basically other vagrants want to stay. It's an exciting city. But he wanted to leave. Everything, it's too expensive to live here. New Yorker, the people who live in the state of New York call New York City the city. It's not because saying New York when you live in the state of New York is redundant. It's because of the fact that New York really is New York City is the city. 11:45 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Please, get involved. Okay, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. And the truth is, I'm not finished yet. Also, there is a musician, a nice lady by the name of Maya Harrison, who's going around and making some kind of magic. Check her out. Her name is Maya Harrison. Boy, does she have it. But anyway, back to the show. The truth is, we still were basically perplexed. It's like, we know we were given some help, but how do we help more? Because the truth is, what's the truth? Oh, yeah, that's right. In such a big city, a big, congested, oversized city, they're not looking to do very many favors for these goddamned poor people been thrown out in the streets. In a big city, it's brutal. There's a war zone. Some of them basically don't want to be homeless anywhere else. They're happy here. This is a city full of action. You're never truly alone. But in a way, so many people are. It's hard to... You're bonded together, but it's nasty. If only it stopped there. I was sitting around thinking about how, I said to Organic, how can we make the homeless housing pod more epic here? He's like, dude, look how crowded the city is. It's so big. There's so many people living here and whatever. There's so many of them that guess what? There's no room for housing. No, listen. We don't just have to give them a pod, a place to live in. I mean, they can build some pods. They can charge them for them. Trump with what, man? They got no money. They don't have money. They can't even afford to eat. Nowadays, we're living a time with throwing more and more people out on the streets than ever. And they don't have a place to live. You know something? It snows out here. One weather where it's cold enough that it snows. They freeze to death. It's a bad city. It's a bad place. This town is not friendly to anybody. No one's looking to do anybody any favors. If we get everyone to together, if we do that, things will pick up. Yeah, how do we do that? We want to make a point that we're basically trying to help these people. We've got to make a point that we're trying to basically do this for a better, brighter tomorrow for everybody. Man, so that nobody is really on the street anymore. I mean, in a way, I know people die. People die on the street all the time. Do something about it. One thing I like about New York was the humor. You know? It's got that big city, nebbish kind of humor. I like the fact that so many minorities, I mean, those that were Russian Jews, those that were Russian Jews, those that were German Jews, those that were basically Irish, those that were Italian, all came over here to set up camp. What to do? What to do? I remember thinking, we should work together. We should do big things. And we should do it now. Question is, how do we start? How do we start? As I was picking up garbage, and there was a lot of garbage once again, got all over New York. I mean, it's like the dirtiest city. All these people. I said, guys, team up together with each other. Get yourselves off the street. You can do it. It can be done. It can be done. Pick those up. All of you need to work together. I know some of them work together, but I got a lot of them together. I got a lot of them to work together, to pull their resources in a big communal kind of way so they can get what they need. I got them to do all that. I told them, we can do it together. Now I know I was kidding myself. I mean, how much of that was true? Once again, I want to stay here just a little bit longer so we can help them, all these guys, with their plight. I asked them to tell me some jokes. Give me an example of New York humor. They explained to me how there's all this different type of different humor. There's no one brand. There's so many different layers here. New York is such a big, thriving metropolis. How much of it is basically come? I asked some of them, how did you get on the street in the first place? How'd you get on the dang street? Some told me. Business downside, more than half the employees. Found immigrants so desperate to get out where they came from that they basically willing to work for nothing. That basically, there was a time when basically you had to pay for pretty much everything. There's a lot of free downloading units, stuff, whatever, to put them on the streets. They told me, you need to basically love what you do. You need to be in love. You need to tell me. You need to tell yourselves. They can do it together, whatever. They were thrown on the street. Some of them said they were grateful. They didn't have to walk the line anymore, that they were happy. They were just going to waste away to nothing if they had to. No big loss. No big deal. No loss. I came across one guy I noticed who basically was under the influence of something. You know what he told me? With any luck, I'll be dead soon. Some of them really didn't want to keep on living. Some of them had good reason. I remember saying, organic, I feel like this city needs our help more than any other, those we've visited. Okay, maybe L.A. is the worst, but, you know, even in L.A., it doesn't snow there. If you got to be homeless, it's better to be in a warm environment. This is not a warm environment. It's a real environment. It really is. It really is something special. It's kind of beautiful. I love New York. I know. It shows a really ugly face. There's something special about this city. It really did. I decided basically to try to soak up a lot of the humor, the culture. There's all different kinds. There's observational humor. There's that grunge, raw, ghetto sort of humor. Really. New York was a city that was basically really big and flourishing. It was something grand. It was something. I was happy to be there. I basically, they were right. Tourists go to basically sightsee around the dang Statue of Liberty and what have you. But the real New York was here with the people. What to do? What makes it special and magical? It was the fact that people built this huge city. Some people were on the streets just showing how to enjoy life when they didn't have a dollar in their hand. Dang. You were listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Please, get involved. You can get all our shows, all our journey on the web, on Blog Talk Radio. Look up Kakuna from the microphone. We're all over this dang thing. All right. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, who is absent this evening. He doesn't stay up this late. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, and good night.